This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, Marketplace's Sustainability Desk kicks off a series we call We Used to Be China. Our reporters are digging not only into China's air pollution crisis, but looking back at our own. And one thread we found running through the fight for clean air here in the U.S. is the organizing power of women. Sarah Gardner has the story.
Karen Lynn Madoff was just a little girl when her mom became a clean air activist. It was Pittsburgh in the late 1960s, and the air was terrible. Michelle Madoff, wife of a local heart surgeon, decided to do something about it.
She started hosting meetings in our living room.
Madoff and her neighbors, many of them women, formed a new citizens group called GASP, Group Against Smog and Pollution.
My mom said she went into the kitchen to get more drinks for people who were in the living room, and that's when they voted her president of GASP.
Madoff's mom may not have realized it then, but she was taking up the same cause women had fought for at the turn of the century, when society ladies helped launch an anti-smoke movement in cities choking on coal smoke and soot. Historian David Stradling says those women didn't even have the right to vote. But back then,
it's difficult to be terribly critical of the wife of a well-connected man. There are lots of people who have become critical of women, however, when they begin to suggest specific solutions to the problem.
Even women protesting air pollution in the 1950s were chastised for that. So women sometimes played the gender card. Housewives dragged their kids to anti-smog marches. In Pasadena, California, there was a group called the Smogateers, a spoof on Disney's Mouseketeers. Historian Nancy Unger.
And there they are dressed up like, you know, in their little June Cleaver, you know, the pearls and the dress and so forth, wearing gas masks.
And more domestic props.
They've got brooms and they've got signs reading, "We want a clean sweep of smog."
Jeff Slade's mother was a leader in Stamp Out Smog, a women's group based in Beverly Hills. They realized they'd gain credibility if they partnered with male scientists and politicians. Slade's mom went straight to the top, to Ari Hagensmith, the pioneering chemist who connected the dots between smog and cars.
My mom was on the phone all the time. I remember that with Dr. Hagensmith. So here she was on the one hand working with the Caltech scientist who really isolated the reasons behind ozone, and on the other hand, bringing her children to demonstrations with gas masks on.
In the end, if the Ladies Who Club hadn't protested in the 1960s or in 1900 for that matter, who knows how dirty the air would have become before we started sweeping it up. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
On Marketplace's PM program today, We Used to Be China tells more of the story of smog and how the U.S. got its act together to fight it. Now, if you have a house in what used to be one of America's hazy blue cities, go into your attic someday and take a look at the soot that might still be in the insulation from the pre-catalytic converter days.